Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following players will not practice today. Joey Bosa, James Cook, AJ Epenesa, Taron Johnson, Daquan Jones, Shaq Thompson, and Joshua Palmer, and Terrell Bernard will be both limited. Sorry?
What's James?
An ankle. Yeah, ankle, foot, something like that. Yeah. Go through that list. Yeah, so those that will not practice, Joey Bosa, James Cook, AJ Epenesa, Taron Johnson, Daquan Jones, and Shaq Thompson. And then the last two were Terrell Bernard and Joshua Palmer will be limited today.
What's the deal with Sean?
He has a wrist going on. Yep.
Are any of those veteran rests?
Sorry?
Are any of those veteran rests?
No.
What are your thoughts on Daquan? What is his chances moving forward here this week?
Yeah, we'll see. It's one day at a time. He did some work with the training staff yesterday and the day before, so today is a kind of a rest day for him, even though it's not veteran rest. But rest day in terms of his rehab schedule here. So,
Sean, what have you liked about Javon Solomon's approach throughout this season, kind of staying ready, being ready, and actually playing a big role this past weekend?
Yeah, Solly's taken a step in year two. He continues to embrace that growth mindset, and no role is too small. You know, he'll play special teams, any role in special teams. He comes in and does things for us on defense over the course of, you know, 8 games now. So just really appreciate his mindset, his attitude, and what he's able to bring and his potential growth moving forward for us.
James, did he pop up during the game, or like was he got some treatment on like his lower body? Looks like during the game, was that?
Yeah, a little bit. Came up during the game, just sore in the last couple of days after the game there. Yep.
Hey, Sean, I know Brandon's going to speak to us after, but just your thoughts on staying packed, and do you feel like your roster, despite some clearly injury areas that are problems for you, are you good to go here?
I believe in Brandon. Listen, I believe in his staff. And as a coach and a coaching staff, you're always looking for those quality players that you feel like can exponentially increase your odds of winning. I think any coach or coaching staff would say that. You know, sometimes deals work and sometimes they don't. Sometimes it comes to fruition and sometimes it doesn't. It's a high demand time of year with the window that just passed. So I love our team. I believe we can win, and the reason is we've got guys who are buying into playing as a team, playing for one another. We've got a culture that's ripe and a coaching staff that knows how to develop players. Do we have some holes due to some injuries? We do, and it's frustrating. But that's also where young guys have to step up. So that's how I see it.
What Dalton Kincaid's done recently, and even with a lower snap count, just kind of taking advantage of those opportunities?
Yeah, you know, he was on point the other night. Not surprised by it, and he continues to grow every week. His role on our team, his role on our offense, him growing as a player overall in the run and pass game, and I've been very happy with his growth to this point in the season.
Sean, Joe said the other day, too, that he has to start realizing he needs to get Dalton in there more. Would you agree with that? That he needs to find ways to get him on, even though your tight ends are playing really well.
Yeah.
Does he need to get him on the field more, you think?
Well, anybody that's catching the ball and doing good things with it, that's a good revelation, good thought by Joe. So, no, it's, yeah, I mean, it's just where, you know, after a game and you're saying, hey, what worked for us, it's kind of like, yeah, maybe we should have got that player even more touches, but... As you know, the games are like they're one at a time. And so sometimes this guy's hot this game, and in the next game the ball finds this player over here more times than the other player the week before. So I like Joe's thought. I just feel like we just got to continue to play good offense, and the ball will find the right person at the right time.
John, how do you feel like Jordan Poyer's presence has helped Cole Bishop and then the way those two are working together right now?
Yeah, Jordan has been instrumental in a lot of players, a lot of young players' development, Cole being one of them, Jordan Hancock another. So, you know, it's, you know, I could talk forever about Jordan Poyer, so I won't do that, won't bore you guys, but his impact goes well beyond the playing field.
How impressed have you been with what he and Jordan Phillips have done strictly on the playing field?
Jordan Poyer and Jordan Phillips?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really kind of surreal to watch because they've been around for a number of years, and neither of them are as young as they used to be, myself included, or they want to be. And yet what they've brought to our team from an attitude, leadership, energy standpoint, and just an overall of, hey, here's how things work here, has been felt in a very impactful way.
So what are your expectations you'd like to see Keon Coleman in terms of development the rest of the way?
Continue to grow. This past week he took a step in terms of playing in a two-dimensional type of approach with, you know, making some catches in the past game, making some key blocks for us. And when you're trying to move the ball, it takes all 11. And his role from play to play may change. You know, obviously, like I said, making a catch. And then next thing is laying a key block for us in the run game or the pass game. So it's, again, similar to Javon, the question I was asked about Javon, no job too small, no job too big. That's how you embrace team football. And again, that's, you know, for here, for us, this is what I said earlier about how we win. You win as a team. And when you play as a team, the game gets a lot easier. And, you know, our guys are buying into that, playing for one another, loving one another, not wanting to let each other down. And that 1/11th approach, in this case with Keon, is moving in the right direction with more to go.
Sean, when you go back to the New England game, you said for the game we played the game they wanted us to play. I know there was another loss after that. Do you feel that the last 2 weeks your team is playing the kind of game you want to play?
Yes. Yeah. We're moving in the right direction. So we are, and I applaud the staff and the coaches for it. They've done a really good job. Players have, recalibrated a little bit and done everything that we've asked them to do, and it just takes some time to sometimes get there, and now we got to continue to go because we're not where we need to be. This is a big divisional game down there away, and so we've got to put a good week of preparation in. So
Sean, do you think Gabe Davis is relatively close to being able to play? You know, I know he's practicing.
Yep.
We talked to him last week. He was like, I'll play whenever I need to. Is there a timeline or a general idea of when he could be ready to actually play as opposed to practice?
I don't have an exact number for you. I feel like he's getting close. You know, last week we gave him, I think I mentioned to you guys later in the week, we gave him, I believe it was Friday off because he had Wednesday, Thursday back-to-back. And again, you just got to keep in mind he hasn't done a lot. You know, he hasn't had a build-up really. So I'm just trying to be smart. But when he was out there, I thought he did well.
Sean, we know the season can be a roller coaster ride. You always talk about staying level. I know the veterans understand that. But how do you instill that in some of these younger players that have such
a role? There's two things. One of which is the veteran leadership that we have and them, you know, feeding into these young guys and trying to educate them on how this works. And you're not alone. What you're feeling is most guys feel that same way. Because the other part of it is a long season, to your point. And a lot of these young guys are already playing. And it sounds good and they like playing, don't get me wrong, but it is a grind. And there's going to be, like there was in the game the other night, there was some really high highs and there was some really things that we need to adjust. And that can be hard, but they just got to stay with it. And we stay together as a team. I keep saying that, but that's huge for us.
Sean, in what area do you need to see Landon Jackson grow in order to earn a jersey on game day? Because right now you're thin across that.
Right. Yeah. Another player that I mentioned with the injury situation, some of the holes that he needs to step up, and he knows that. Landon's been very conscientious. He's worked extremely hard every week. And I mentioned this after the game to you guys. The hardest part of not playing week to week in the NFL is the team moves, and you got to make sure that you're moving with it. Because when you play and the team plays, there's development. There's you kind of get into a rhythm. And so the players that aren't playing have to find their the best way to move with the team as the team moves. So we'll see where that goes this week for Landon. And but I know he's been working hard behind the scenes.
Thought of Max Hairston in the two games you've seen him. Have you been pleased with how, after missing all that time, he seems to have fit, you know, right in pretty quickly here?
Yeah, he's off to a good start. He would tell you that, you know, there's certain plays he wants back, of course, and you know, it's just how can you continue on your routine even though there's noise? And that's one of the hardest things to do. It was asked earlier about young players, and there's so much noise due to exposure and everything these days that you've got to be able to really navigate that and block out all that noise and get right back into your routine that got you the results that you had a week ago or 2 weeks ago, what have you. So you got to stay very disciplined.
Sean, you talked about your defense has embraced the nastier attitude these last few weeks. Is that something that the offense can feed off and something that the offense can also embrace that attitude that you talked about?
Yeah, you know, I feel like both sides have fed off of each other in that way already. So it's a whole team thing. Special teams, you see those guys out there, they're getting after it. And you know, I love nastiness, I love physicality. That's how we play here in Buffalo. So if you want to be good, you got to bring that to the table in all three phases.
Sean, you said a division game is Miami. That's a team in some transition. You know, they made some trades, fired the GM, all that kind of stuff. Is that the kind of thing you need to address at all with your team, or is that the veterans know this in terms of, obviously you respect opponents, but it's been a little bit different than what we're used to seeing out of the Dolphins?
Yeah, we can't control any of that. Logical question, Mike, but at the end of the day, we've got to get ourselves ready to go, and our level of play, as I've said before, is what matters most. And what impacts that the most is how we prepare during the week and how we handle ourselves. And if we're worried about that, then we're not going to be able to play to the level we need to play to win the game. Very competitive team, and we have a ton of respect for their game. So we've got to get ourselves ready to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.